Wellington County. The Guelph and Wellington counties' pilot food waste collection program saw a successful first month as 23 tons of food waste have already been diverted from landfills to high-grade compost, as well as 1 ton of edible food to food security organizations. The institutional, commercial and industrial, ICI, organic waste pilot is rolling along. They started in November, and they're already on track to do really good work. We have a lot of county building involvement from Groves Hospital, our early childcare center, Fergus Library, our admin center, and 5 of our affordable housing multi-residential buildings, 2 from Arthur, 2 from Fergus and 1 in Guelph, said Justine Daynard, project manager for Smart Cities office. At Tuesday's Economic Development County Committee meeting, Daynard explained to council that there are currently 45 institutional and industrial participants for the ICI project, and in its first month, the pilot has already diverted 23 tons of food waste from landfill to high-grade compost, and 1 ton of edible food to local food security organizations. ICI pilot project began in November of last year as a partnership between the County of Wellington and the City of Guelph's Our Food Future Initiative and the Circular Innovation Council. Institutions such as the Groves Memorial Community Hospital were approached by the Circular Innovation Council to help expand their institutional sector participation. We immediately recognized that this was a great opportunity to trial an organic waste program at our hospital. We were happy to listen to how the pilot would work and recognized this was a way to potentially improve our current practices and make a positive environmental impact, explained Paul Clausen, manager of support services. In participating in the program, we have already seen a reduction in our regular waste pickup frequency, and this ultimately will help reduce overall waste removal costs. Clausen noted that the hospital is not participating in the donation of edible food of the pilot. However, they have successfully diverted an average of 500 kilograms of food waste per month and are projecting to increase that number to upwards of 1,000 kilograms, or 1 ton of organic waste that is being reused instead of ending up in a landfill. We are a semi-finalist in the $400,000 award level from the Food Waste Reduction Challenge. This will be announced in a couple of months. It's looking promising that we'll be a strong contender for that award. They'll be awarding 12 $400,000 prizes from a pool of 30 semi-finalists, said Daynard during her presentation. If we do get that, we're in the running for the grand prize of $1.5 million. What that money will allow us to do is to continue this project through to June at a subsidized level for all of our participants. It also allows us to study how to scale up to offer it to more businesses, to extend the region, to run more trucks for pickup.